Details of the Columbine tapes are out, and officials are embarrassed and angry.
Is it our fault? Yes. Is it the reporter's fault? Yes.
A former cop gets 30 years in the Abner Louima attack.
Justin Volpe's broad shoulders shook with sobs.
Parts of the Egypt airplane are brought to the surface.
There was quite a bit of the exterior skin.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Officials in Jefferson County, Colorado, didn't plan to go public with the tapes made by the Columbine gunman. But after Time magazine published a cover story with direct quotes, other news organizations were allowed to see the tapes today. Sheriff's Department spokesman Wayne Halverson says Time violated an agreement.
The viewing was allowed with the clear understanding that it was for background purposes only, and it would not be referenced in the Time article, especially the quotes.
Time insists the tapes were provided with no restrictions. CBS News reporter Lee Frank was among those who viewed the tapes today.
In hauntingly cold fashion, Klebold and Harris described their plan to kill at least 250 people in a two-man war fueled by rage. Klebold, videotaped standing in front of a mirror, shows off his knee-length black leather coat, hiding inside an ammunition belt with pipe bombs strapped on. Dangling under his arms, a sawed-off shotgun and a semi-automatic pistol. In a rambling, profanity-filled late-night video made at the Harris home, the teenagers sit in recliner chairs, spouting hatred for most everybody, saying they want to kickstart a revolution. Lee Frank, CBS News, Golden, Colorado.
Now this.
Sand. At times you are quick, at times you are a castle, and yet I am perplexed by how difficult it is to ride my unicycle through you. But now you are no big whoop to me, Sand.
Leave it to a Jeep Wrangler owner to put perspective on something as coarse as sand. In Wrangler, you can do anything under the sun, and at such a great price, owning one is like having it made in the shade. Jeep Wrangler, it kind of evens out the whole man versus nature thing. Jeep is a registered trademark of Daimler Chrysler.
To help you find just the perfect gifts this holiday season, we at Gifts.com started looking last July. During that heat wave.
Here, try on this crop cardigan.
What is it, 95 in here?
97. Now, bundle up in this mohair throw. Janice?
Yeah, heat exhaustion. Give me a minute.
When you're searching for just the right gifts, just visit Gifts.com. Tell us a little about the people you're shopping for, and we'll tell you about some gifts they're going to love.
Tomorrow, final pajamas. Janice?
Gifts.com. Just the perfect gifts.
Janice?
Former New York City police officer Justin Volpe got 30 years in prison today for assaulting a black Haitian immigrant with a broomstick in a station house bathroom. Irene Cornell of WCBS Radio was in the courtroom.
Justin Volpe's broad shoulders shook with sobs as he told Judge Eugene Nickerson he is deeply ashamed of his actions in brutalizing Abner Louima. He said he understands the judge could send him away at age 27 to come out of prison a corpse. He begged for a chance to redeem his life. The prosecutor was fierce in opposing any mercy. He said Justin Volpe did more to tarnish the NYPD than any other police officer in history.
Volpe's lawyer, who argued for a 20-year sentence, plans to appeal. Defense Secretary William Cohen shares President Clinton's view that the don't ask, don't tell policy isn't working out as they'd planned. Pentagon spokesman Ken Bacon says Cohen has ordered a review by the Inspector General.
It will look at the climate for if there is a harassing climate and whether this is condoned by the command.
Last week, an Army private was sentenced to life for killing a fellow soldier who was gay. At the White House, CBS News correspondent John Roberts has learned that a Middle East terrorist cell has been broken up as it plotted New Year's attacks on U.S. citizens and American interests.
Local authorities in the Middle East last week arrested about a dozen members of the terrorist group. For reasons of national security, CBS News has been asked not to name the country they were arrested in. Sources say the cell was associated with Osama bin Laden, a Saudi billionaire indicted in connection with the bombings of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998.
This particular group is described as posing a very serious and imminent threat to American lives. After lengthy delays caused by bad weather, the salvage ship Smit Pioneer arrived off Nantucket today and started grappling in the wreckage of Egypt Air Flight 990. Jim Hall of the National Transportation Safety Board says it's already recovered quite a bit of debris.
What I saw personally today was a nose wheel, another part of the what appeared to be the landing wheel.
Hall says human remains and personal effects are also being brought to the surface. The operation's expected to continue for 8 days until next Tuesday. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
King Hussein, Sammy Sosa.
They all made headlines in 1999.
Hillary Clinton.
Gwyneth Paltrow. But Paltrow. Only one will be A&E's biography of the year.
Lauren Hill.
They moved us.
Ricky Martin.
And made us think.
Alan Greenspan.
Some went too far.
Zoran Milosevic.
Some went too soon.
John F. Kennedy Jr.
Who will be 1999's biography of the year?
Biography of the year.
Find out tonight at 8 Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on A&D.
Mother Nature, I hear you can order gift baskets from MotherNature.com.
You can even have them custom made, filled with natural products.
So if I wanted to get something for my mother...
Ooh, exciting life you got there. What's your mother interested in?
Oh, thumbtacks. She collects them.
Well, we can make gift baskets for chocoholics or hypochondriacs, computer geeks.
But not thumbtack lovers.
Not yet.
Oh.
But if you want natural products and healthy advice, just log on to MotherNature.com.
Your first purchase is free up to $20. Limited time offer. See MotherNature.com for details.
A heart attack claimed the life of Joseph Heller, who gave us a book title that became part of the American language. CBS News correspondent Sam Litzinger has more on the author of Catch-22.
Joseph Heller once said he caught ideas, put them all down on the page, and then went through and trimmed the repetition and excesses.
It takes a lot of work to make a book seem as though it was created very simply.
Heller's hilarious and sometimes frightening anti-war novel, Catch-22, is his best-known work. Something about its absurd vision of bureaucratic rules and regulations caught people's attention. John Leonard, a contributor to the CBS News program Sunday Morning, says Heller changed American literature.
He created the American novel of the absurd.
Joseph Heller was 76. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
The father of a Cuban boy caught in a high-profile custody battle says his son could be heading home soon. The boy's staying with relatives in Miami after being rescued at sea on Thanksgiving, but his father in Cuba, who met with U.S. immigration officials today, says they promised to return him soon. U.S. State Department says it made no promises. President Clinton called in sick today. The White House says he has a very bad cold and wants to rest and get better in time for the Mideast peace talks that start Washington on Wednesday. Time on the roundup is 7 past the hour.
It's here now.
Everywhere.
The biggest ever.
Over 1,000 pages.
The World Almanac 2000.
Millennium Collector's Edition.
The 20th century in pictures.
In color.
A countdown to the new millennium.
The future.
Everything you need to know.
And more.
The World Almanac 2000.
The only one.
For the world that was.
Then,
the world that is.
Now,
the world that will be.
Tomorrow.
The World Almanac 2000.
Millennium Collector's Edition.
A great gift.
For everyone.
A great value.
Only $10.95.
The World Almanac 2000.
Don't start the new millennium without it.
I'm David Orrick, manufacturer of the 8-pound Orrick Hotel Vacuum. Friends ask me how I sell so many vacuums from the factory with no salesman. Well, here's the secret. I have over 1 million satisfied customers in fine homes, hotels, airports, and schools who absolutely love my upright and brag about it to their friends and family. The saying goes, if you build a better product, the world will be the path to your door. Call 1-800-989-4200 for my Try It Before You Buy It offer. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Another day, another high for the NASDAQ, up 37 points today to a new finish of 3658. The Dow lost 32 points to finish at 11,192. When Joe Healy retired from NASA's research lab, his co-workers gave him a pen and pencil set, apparently decorated with moon dust and bits of the Apollo 11 spacecraft. Healy kept it under his bed. After he died, his daughter thought about giving it to a museum, figured the set might be worth $20,000, till she learned it could be worth up to $1 million. But it isn't hers to sell anymore. NASA seized the set because it's a crime for anyone to own moon dust. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.